Friends, I'm Laura Winters.
La speranza di partecipare alla sua vittoria sulla morte e di vivere con lui in Dio Padre.
Pope Francis presiding over the Easter Sunday service at the Vatican in Rome. Thousands turning out to pray in Vatican City.
I want to thank the Biden-Harris administration for accepting our request within a matter of hours. And I want to personally thank President Biden for his constant support.
To Baltimore, Maryland now, where the first phase of the cleanup is underway. The FBI with a warning to anyone thinking of flying a drone over the wreckage of the collapsed bridge that they will be arrested. Crews are removing tons of metal from the water, the Navy bringing in cranes on barges. Here's Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore.
Even after that initial lift takes place, there still needs to be an understanding of what forms of adjustments have happened. How has lifting that one piece since begin the removal process, how does that impact the remainder of the bridge that still sits inside of the bay?
And President Biden expected to visit the site next week. The president has been at Camp David for the weekend for Easter with family. King Charles to attend the Easter service at Windsor Castle. This is his first major public appearance since he announced back in February that he is fighting cancer. King Charles is 75 years old, wife Camilla by his side. Not expected at the service, Prince William and wife Kate Middleton, as she is battling cancer as well. Heavy rain in California triggering intense landslides in Los Angeles, some multi-million dollar homes damaged. Staying now in California, fast food restaurant owners are gearing up for a new change in the law come Monday. That is when the minimum wage goes up to $20 an hour. Some say they'll be struggling to pay it unless they raise prices on food. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Today we mourn the tragic death of one of our own, police officer Jonathan Dillard.
That is New York City Mayor Democrat Eric Adams.
The husband to Stephanie, the father to young Ryan, hero to all New Yorkers and all Americans.
Thousands of police officers from across the country and Canada at the funeral Saturday for fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller in Massapequa, New York. He was 31 and on the force just 3 years. Officer Diller shot and killed during a routine traffic stop in Queens by a career criminal, a man with a long rap sheet, 21 prior arrests. He leaves behind a wife and one-year-old son. Stephanie Diller describing her husband's death as devastating and senseless. Diller promoted to detective, his wife given his new badge, number 110, his son's birthday. Soft on crime policies in New York City are being blamed for the officer's death. A new Fox News poll asking Americans, are you better off financially than you were 4 years ago? A stunning 52% say they are worse off. The poll finding 67% disapprove of President Biden's performance on immigration. Another massive migrant caravan of about 2,000 people heading toward our southern border with Mexico. Border agents bracing for this surge of illegals. A new Gallup poll finds immigration the number one problem facing our country today. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.